We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This is a Monday Music Marathon. Oh, yeah. So, Producer Porkchop, I want you to think, and anybody else, too, joining the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? Not video game, but actual, like, activity outdoors. Maybe you played it at school. Maybe you played it with your friends. This is one of my favorite games, but oh my gosh, it's such a sad ending for this one. And it reminds me, I'm from Michigan, so I'm like, only in Detroit could this happen. A 21-year-old man was found dead in an elevator shaft at a vacant building in Detroit. Police believe he fell during a game of hide and seek.
Oh.
So he's running, he's hiding. The guy was with a couple of friends playing the game on the 9th floor of the building. Oh my God. Oh, that is so sad. Police said the guy's friends couldn't find him, so they left the building. They ended up coming back later to look for him, and that's when they found him. Police are investigating it to make sure it was accidental, but that's what they're leaning towards right now. So
sad.
Very sad, but I mean, hide and seek was legit one of my favorite games. Another one of mine, Red Rover, send Joe over. Oh, man, you got to run through there.
I liked Manhunt. It was pretty much the same thing as... Same thing as hide and seek.
What's Manhunt?
It's pretty much the same thing as hide and seek.
Okay, any other games that people are playing or played back in the day? 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Did you ever play freeze tag?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like people always cheated. I'm like, how are you moving when I froze you?
Because gravity?
No. I don't want to... Listen, back then when we played, we didn't have global warming. So you couldn't say that you were like melting or something like that. You couldn't thank Al Gore.
All right, if I come over and push you right now, you're not allowed to fall over.
Exactly. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Take some of your calls. What was your favorite kind of game to play as a kid? Hide and seek? That's got to be one of the top ones. Christina, let's kick things off with you. What was the game you guys liked to play?
The floor is lava, like where you throw the couch cushions and for some reason they would float. You could jump across the room.
Yeah, you're like, floor is lava. You're like, oh, crap. What am I going to do?
I loved it.
You had to jump on stuff. You ever get hurt playing the floor is lava?
Oh, yeah. You jump off the couch onto the cushion and go right out from underneath you.
Exactly.
Crack your head.
Exactly. Then time for the ER. Hey, thank you, Christina. We appreciate it. Amelia, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What game did you play?
Red Rover.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like that's a game where people get hurt a lot. Like, do you ever get clothesline in the neck?
Oh, yeah. And I was always the smaller one with my older siblings and cousins, so I'd go over their arms, and I'd get thrown back and fall backwards. It was fun, though.
Did you ever make it through?
Occasionally, yeah. But
yeah, more times
I was always
that.
The smaller one, so no one wanted to pick me. It was like dodgeball.
Oh, for sure. Hey, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Is this Lizzie?
Yes, this
hey,
is Lizzie.
Hey, Lizzie, you actually made up a game. Okay, what did you make up?
The game me and my cousins made up was TV tag. It was basically like regular tag, but whenever somebody tagged you, you had to say like a cartoon show or like a TV show. It was pretty fun.
All right, then why don't we have Lizzie and producer Porkchop play TV tag. Go ahead, go.
Scooby-Doo.
Supernatural?
Flintstones. Wait, Supernatural's
Supernatural.
Not a cartoon.
Oh, my. Lizzie, this is your game.
It's been so long since I've played it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. It's a game that I don't feel like it's going to catch on across America. It was nice, but I think that's all we got.